It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome to Insight without Jack Stogler tonight. He is off tonight, and I think he'll be off next week. And so we are honored to have with us probably the newest business owner in Fort Recovery, and that's Daisy Mullenkamp. Daisy, you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your business, and we'll get into a lot of details later. There we go. Now I have it on.
Perfect.
Yeah, ask you a question. Don't even have the microphone on.
I am the 18-year-old daughter of Troy and Krista Mullenkamp. I graduated from Jay County High School in June of 2025 and started beauty school right there in the same month, and graduated the beginning of September. And throughout all that, I was in the midst of trying to get my business. And a huge shout out to Al Warnock for being super, super nice to work with. I texted him and kind of told him what I had in mind, and he got back with me pretty quickly and arranged some stuff and got me the building here in town, and I was super thankful for him. But in my free time, I like to hang with friends and family and play pickleball with my family in the evenings.
All right. So you got a pickleball court at home?
Yep. Christmas awesome. Gift from Santa.
All right. Santa's awesome.
Yep.
So do you want to kind of mention your parents?
Yep. This is my mom, Krista Mullenkamp, and Troy Mullenkamp.
Yep. And a lot of people remember Krista. She started the Sunshine Boutique and had that for a long time, and Jake David and all that kind of thing. And it's just kind of awesome. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah. So originally, a little backstory, when I was in high school, I had my heart set on ag business, and I took a lot of ag classes in school, loved my teachers, learned a lot, and just knew that that's what I wanted to do. And I started working with my current employee, Lacey, at her salon in Portland, and it was almost kind of like a flip switch immediately, and right then I knew I wanted to get into the beauty industry, and from then on, I practiced nails on the side, and I loved it, and that's when I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
That's awesome. So you had... You knew what you wanted to do, and then something changed.
Yep.
Don't be afraid to let that happen. And you can always go back to other thing if you decide you don't want to do that, or if you want to only do it part time. There's a lot of things you can do.
For sure.
And I have a pretty good feeling you'd be pretty good in the ag industry too, because you have good background in that. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and get into some of the details of her business and exactly where it is and where you can find it and how you can get appointments there and all the services they offer. We'll be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Hello, this is Amy Wendell, Secretary of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce. We would like to invite you to nominate a deserving recipient for the Fort Recovery 2025 Citizen of the Year, 2025 Fort Recovery Hall of Fame, and 2025 Fort Recovery Business of the Year. The nomination forms can be found at Park National Bank, First Financial Bank, Fort Recovery Insurance, Grounded Cafe, the Post Office, or online at frchamber.org under Awards and Recognition. Be sure to get your nomination in by the deadline of February 1st.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Daisy Mullenkamp. And so, Daisy, tell us, I guess, basically the name of your business, where you are, and some of the things you do.
Yep. I am the owner of Copper & Co. Salon here in Fort Recovery. We are located at 131 North Wayne Street.
Which used to be?
The
coin shop.
The coin shop.
Bank years ago, yep. 40 years ago, or whatever it was.
High Voltage Boutique. Yep.
Yep. Been all kinds of things.
Yep. We, at Copper & Co., we offer nail services, hair services. Spray tan is coming soon, starting February 1st. And I also have a massage therapist in the back that does all sorts of massages back there. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Wednesday. Thursdays are our late nights, so we're there from 8 to 8. Fridays.
That's a long day.
It is a long day. My back hurts by the end of it.
I don't doubt that.
Fridays are our day off, and then Saturday, it's always different on Saturdays, appointment only. And I have two employees there, Lacey Heinrichs and Alexis McCann. Lacey does nails, hair, she'll do spray tans too, and Alexis is just the massage therapist.
That's awesome. So, and what was her name? Alexis?
Alexis McCann.
Alexis, okay. And does she work full-time with you? So she's all...
She's just part-time.
Okay. So, and do you guys do just appointments or...
Yep, just appointments. Okay. Walk-ins are hard because if we have a gap, it's like 15 minutes, not quite long enough for an appointment. But appointments can be made at 260-251-5299.
Okay, and they can probably, can they message you on your Facebook page?
They can message us on Instagram, and Facebook.
Yep, and it's... for the Facebook, what's it under? Is it under
Copper & Co. Salon?
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. So, let's say when I talked to you yesterday, you were painting somebody's nails up. All really cool. Is it just painting nails? Do you do manicure type things?
We do manicures, pedicures. We're most known for our gel structure manicures.
Do you do pedicures too and do people's feet?
We do.
I guess that's not any worse.
You get used to it pretty quick. Yeah,
that's not any worse than somebody's hands if they didn't wash them on.
Yep.
In, I guess, but still.
Yep. For sure.
So, as far as like the nails and the manicure, that type of thing, how long does something like that take? Is it a 5-minute deal? Is it an hour and a half deal? Or
we usually have booked out for an hour 15, but it usually doesn't take that long. And it also depends on how creative they want to get with their nails that day.
Now, sometimes when they come in, they have this in mind, and they get there. Do they change their mind very often, or when you're doing stuff, or do you make suggestions of things?
For sure. We actually have a lot of clients who come in and they're like, just put something on my nails, surprise me.
Yep, and I'm going to guess that you're pretty good at looking at somebody and thinking, this is what, especially if you know them, but even if you don't know them, sometimes you just get a vibe and you know, we're going to do this today. We're going to put pumpkins on them.
Yep. Usually I tell my clients, I'm like, give me 2 appointments and I'll know what I'm doing on you the next time.
And I'm sure you talk with them quite a bit, get to know all the people, and
for sure.
Not only that, that's a really good way to do business, but it's also a good way to get to know them. If they do say, I'd like something new, or just come up with something, if you know them, if they're a turkey farmers paint turkeys on their, yep. paint feathers on their, yep. on their hands. You know, that's probably not a good suggestion, but, you know, so it's a good thing I'm over here and you're over there. what are some, like, some unique ones that you've either come up with or have been requested?
Lately, snowflakes is in. That's the...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've painted my most, probably, biggest one I've done that everyone loved. I painted a deck of cards on someone's hand before for a concert they were going to. Wow. That's probably my most popular one.
Deck of cards? Mm-hmm. Like a picture of the box of cards or
It's like four cards scattered to the side.
That's yeah. awesome. So probably, you have to be an artist.
Yeah.
In miniature.
Not that I loved art class, but you wouldn't expect me to be doing this.
You don't have to love it to be good at it.
True.
And now people are actually paying you for it. So.
Yeah, believe it or not.
That's really cool. But it's one thing to paint some cards, but you have to do it in tiny little miniature mm-hmm. that's going to fit on their fingernails.
Yeah. It's hard when they got little nails.
Yeah. I'd say it's hard if they have big nails, because that's the big nails aren't even that big. So that's pretty good. Now, is it a lot of your clientele? Is it teenagers, middle age, older? Kind of mix of everything, or
it's kind of a mix of all. Getting your nails done is the new thing, mm-hmm. ranging from all ages. Mm-hmm. I have my youngest person that comes to me is an 8-year-old, and my oldest one is 83.
Does she get decks of cards
creative.
On her?
She gets creative.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, do you do a lot of just plain this color, that color, because I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to wear this color of outfit and you want to...
Yeah.
Now, do they bring that outfit in and match it, or you kind of, they look over on your wall of colors and they go
yep.
that
They're
one?
Like, this one looks pretty close. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you get a lot of people coming back and saying, that was perfect.
Yep.
And everybody...
Or we can do a little better next time with the color match.
Well, tell them to bring their outfit in.
It's happened before.
Yep, I'm sure. Especially if you just say blue, you know, is it a light blue, a medium blue, a dark blue, mm-hmm. somewhere in between? Is it bright blue? There's a million blues. So,
yep.
But they're all blue, and if you do a certain one, it can probably be okay with anything.
Yep.
Now, our... Almost all of them, some of them, most of them, actual nails? Are they the artificial or kind of anything and everything?
I would say 95% of my clients paint their natural nail. I have extensions in case someone wants them for like mm-hmm. a wedding, say, that weekend, or if someone comes in and they ripped one of their nails off. And yep. they need a fake one, I'll do it. But 95% of my clients paint their natural nails.
Huh. That's awesome.
It is.
So do most of them do kind of fancy stuff, or they just do something nice that they know they're probably not good at doing themselves?
Most of my clients are definitely out of their comfort zone. I made them. If you ask my mom right now,
mom
she
just
would
held
say
up
she
her hands. So, did she get you out of your comfort zone there, Krista?
She's still trying, but I'm still not there.
So let me see your fingernails now. Oh, look, green and white, is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm seeing? Troy, yours.
Closest I get to his are just his cuticles. I don't go any farther.
he doesn't let you paint them?
Nope.
Huh. That seems wrong. Well, you know, what you could do, since you're good at doing little miniature stuff, mm-hmm. you could paint, like, directions for him to fix things and put them right on his fingernails, and he could just read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except he's a man, so he won't read the directions, but still.
Nope.
And I'm just going to guess he's...
more so this one.
Oh, okay. your Alexis, what kind of training experience does she have? And you said you had worked with her over in Portland?
Nope.
Oh, where was that? Where did you...
I worked with Lacey over in Portland.
Oh, Lacey, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
She still owns a salon over in Portland.
Okay.
She just works over here.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you must pay her really well for her. Or she just likes Fort Recovery better than a lot of
people. Can't get away from her.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad thing if you like her, and I'm going to bet you do.
Yeah.
So what kind of, how long has she been doing things?
Oh, goodness.
And did you actually learn a lot of things there, or just kind of get hooked and then then the school did things, or kind of combination of all of that?
Definitely a combination of both. She was definitely, even over here with, since she's owned a business before, she's been a super big help with that side of business.
Yeah, because if you haven't owned a business before and you think you have every base covered,
you
turn around and there's 15 things that you never knew existed.
Yep.
That either cost money, take time, have to get done, that why would you think I need a license that I have to pay $2,000 for every 3 weeks or whatever. It's not probably not that bad, but still, it just seems like things come up, insurance and all this stuff, that why is it that much? There's liability even in nails and with your mom clothing store. I mean, those kind of things are crazy, but they have to get done, and not necessarily things you, number one, if you knew they were coming, it's hard to go get a quote till you're actually doing business, so you don't know how much they're going to cost.
Yep.
And so there's just a lot of things you have to to be ready for, and know that there's going to be crazy things going to happen.
Yep.
And you just have to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. But having mom, having been in business and right across the street from where you are, you probably not many surprises, not as many surprises as mom probably had. So how long had she been doing things? A few years, couple of years?
I would say 10 to 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's
owned lots of salons in her past.
That's awesome. Does she like open them, run them, and then sell them, or does she have people running them for her? Or
she opens them, and then like she buys out. She did buy out another one in the past, and then it's just kind of an ongoing. Yeah.
That's
good.
So, is that something that you'd be thinking about doing? Not this week.
But
a year or two or so, and you get when you get it down to a science, get through a whole year of stuff, and because you don't want to be on your third business and all of a sudden this surprise comes up, 8 months into it, and you didn't know there's going to be a $10,000 bill coming for this or something. But after you get your feet under you, that, is that something you'd want to do? I don't know yet.
I'm not sure yet. I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Yep. Well, and Lacey probably was happy where she is, and now she's over here helping you.
For sure.
Yeah, and she can do all kinds of stuff. So, and appointments are suggested, probably needed?
Yes, most likely.
And give us the phone number again.
260-251-5299.
Okay. And I'm sure you can find that online.
Yep.
And definitely with the social media pages, you can do that. And so what kind of hair things do you do, like a regular beauty salon type of thing?
Most of the time, nails, good Lord. Hair color, haircuts, hair treatments, all that fun stuff.
Well, so you're just, two doors down from Cedar in Maine?
Yep.
They do a lot of that same thing?
Yep.
Is that competition? You guys work together? Does everybody help everybody?
I would say we definitely help each other out. Before opening, I actually had to sit down with them because I was nervous, and they were super helpful, kind of going through everything I would need.
Yep.
And if we're busy and we can't get someone squeezed in, I tell them to run next door, see if they have anything. But they've definitely been super helpful with the whole process.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Very nice.
And it's kind of like all the businesses in Fort Recovery seem to help each other, even if they're kind of competition.
For sure.
Restaurants, and I know you had a pretty good rapport with High Voltage, and, you know, here's a suggestion, or if you're going to carry that, I don't need to. I don't have space. Can you do this? And, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. And restaurants, nobody tries to do somebody else's thing, and it works out really well. And farm implement dealers, you know, they'll work with each other. They don't, you know, it's if somebody is a Case IH person, K&L isn't competition. they're another place, and, you know, and they're doing kind of the same thing. And one thing I noticed over the years, that if you go to a city, all the car dealerships are together. If you go to a city, all the fast food things are all in a row. That way, if you're going to go look at cars, the more there are in that town or very near that spot, the more people come and look. And same way with the fast food restaurants and other restaurants. Let's go out to eat. I don't know where we're going. Let's go to Sydney, or let's go to Fort Recovery, or whatever it is. We'll decide when we get there. And they may have, like, if they come to Fort Recovery, they may be thinking, well, we're going to go to Polanco. And then they get there and it's full. Or they pull up and they smell the steaks cooking at Brick Street Tavern and go, yep, we're doing. And it seems to work that way. If you have several things in that same general area that are similar, it seems to just help everybody. And I don't know if you've noticed anything like that or not yet, because it's a little early in the business. But let's take a little break, and we'll come back. We'll talk some more about what's going on with Copper and Co. I like it. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up this weekend on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel over to Coldwater. Friday, the boys will host Coldwater, and it'll be community club night with all the Fort Recovery students getting in free, and they'll be handing out white Tribe towels while they last.
Saturday will be a girls-boys doubleheader with the Lady Indians hosting Franklin Monroe. The varsity game will be played first at 10 a.m., followed by a two-quarter JV game. Then the boys will head down to Mississinewa Valley on Saturday evening. Get out to as many of these games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM and Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight, and we're talking with Daisy Mullenkamp, Copper & Co. at... What's the address again?
131 North Wayne.
131 North Wayne. And what kind of training did you have to go through to do the nails and or hair and or, even the new spray tan that you're going to get into next month?
Yep. So for me, I had to do 450 hours at beauty school, which was located in Muncie. I commuted 4 months was enough for commuting. And for hair, it's 1,500 hours. So there, it's that one's a little more intricate. And for the spray tans, I would like to give a huge shout out to Hallery Whitaker. She owned Coda Glow, which was located inside Cedar in Maine, and she reached out probably about a month ago and asked me if I had any interest in taking over her business, because I've always went to her for all my spray tans, and she's great. And I knew then, I was like, I'm going to make this happen. And we did some work and got we're getting the space ready to start in February. And she actually just came over and trained Lacey and I one Saturday afternoon, and it was super quick and easy. And yeah.
Is the training just don't spray it in their eyes? Or is there more to it than that?
A little more to it.
Well, then I can't help you. So how does that go? Is there like a room and people lay down as if it's a massage, or you have a chair, or is it they just stand there and you walk around them and spray them? Or
so it's a booth pretty much, and they stand there and like kind of turn as I tell them to, and it's just like a machine. It almost looks like a paint sprayer gun, I would say, and it has like a vegan solution in it. And yeah, they just turn when I tell them to, and I spray them, and they come out tan.
Awesome. So is that relatively long lasting with the vegetable base?
It lasts about a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they go out in the rain, it's not going to all wash off of them.
Nope.
Nope. Sound like it would with vegetables. Base. So probably a good thing I'm not your partner. We would have never gotten into anything. is that something you would do any time, or is there certain times you'll do that? It'll be like a regular appointment during the day instead of nails. You'd be go back and do the spray tan?
We're going to hope for evenings only from 5 to 8-ish. Mm-hmm. But if someone's in a pinch, I'm sure we'll be able to finagle them in.
As long as you have an opening in your in your schedule.
Yep.
So that's going to be, you'll try not to do nails, then spray tan, then hair, and then spray tan, and then back to nails, and try to that seems like it'd be easier on your brain, but I don't.
But again,
those are things I don't understand. Will you and Lacey both be doing?
Yep, she certified us both in it. Yep.
Okay. So is the whatever it is you use, the spray, is that something that you're not going to have any trouble getting? I know several years ago during COVID, everything was back ordered and you couldn't do anything. Is the supply chain pretty good on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't have to worry about that. So you don't have to hoard piles of it in the back just in case there's
a
supply things. Good, because that can be, it can cost a lot of money just to pile a bunch of stuff back there.
Yep.
So as far as let's just say the nails, do you use just regular nail polish? Is there something special if you're doing, does it have to be a little less fluid or more fluid if you're doing the art on it?
It's nicer to have like a thicker gel when you do the nail art, but pretty much it's all like a same, pretty much normal brand that we use, and we can only find it in Indy right now unless you order it online. So yeah, we definitely have to set aside our days off to make a trip to Indy.
Yep.
We try and stock up when we go because it's not, drive's not fun.
And so do you stop by a few shops while you're in Indy?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Why not? Had to go.
Yep.
So why not?
Already here.
Yeah, driving right by. You know, why not?
And if you know me, you know I like to shop.
And I don't know you that well, but I can promise you that that's what women do a lot, because they like to look at new things, and they like their stuff, and that is great.
Yep.
That's awesome. So let's talk about give a real quick shout out about the ribbon cutting coming up.
Yep. That is next Saturday, January 31st. Starts at 12:30. We're going to have cookies and punch. So if you can join us, come on out.
Well, that's the 31st. I don't think we have a basketball game during the day that day. So
sweet.
We have one this Saturday, but I don't think we have one next Saturday. So I probably will at least stop by and see how things are going.
Don't have to walk too far.
No. And if I get really full of cookies and punch, somebody could probably carry me back and throw me in a chair. So
probably.
I probably won't eat all your cookies. So that's the Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting. And, so is that like a 2-minute ceremony, a 3-hour ceremony? It's going to be a quick ceremony and a long punch and cookie day.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
So I'm guessing you'll probably not be actual appointments during that time.
Correct. Yep.
You'll be doing socializing and talking with people and
maybe booking some appointments.
Yep. I would be surprised if you don't.
Yeah.
Hey, well, this is good. This looks pretty good. We might let's just try this.
Yep.
And are a lot of your customers, are they people that's their first time getting their nails done that intricately, or are they coming from somewhere else because the other place was it was 20 miles away?
We have a lot of regulars. It's kind of hard, and with this season, with the holidays, it's super busy, so it's super hard to try and squeeze people in. But we have mostly regulars, but sometimes we'll have people who are like, we'll try you out, and then they fall in and they come back.
But were the regulars getting stuff done before somewhere else and then came to you, or did they just say, I think I'm going to start doing this?
We had a lot of people who just were like, I'm going to start getting my nails done. Yeah.
Because it's handy.
Yep.
You don't have to go to...
And because everybody does it nowadays.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a new normal.
Yeah. And I think that's neat. Do you think it's some kind of fad that'll go away?
It's looking like no.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking too. It might change a little bit. Might be something sort of different, but still, you know.
Yep.
The lady's been painting their nails for decades.
Yep.
It's not going to stop. It'll probably get more intricate.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's the way of the world.
Yeah. No, I've seen probably on TV. I don't think I saw them in person where somebody would have nails. And they were like carved. I don't know if they were into points or like a hook or something. I don't know. But just
we don't do a lot of those.
I mean, have you even seen them?
I've seen them, but it's hard to function.
Yes. Yeah. I was just wondering if there was anybody that did that and what they do for a living. They'd about have to have a housekeeper because you can't if you have stuff that's, you know, that isn't smooth. I don't know. Anyway, that's kind of a, I guess, a dumb question, but I know that I've seen people doing that, and it is unique if that's all you're looking for. But it's
trendy, but not in this town.
Yeah. But it's not practical. And we have a lot of Germans that are practical. That's number one. And then if it's nice, that's okay too.
Yep.
But practical is number one.
Yep.
So I think we talked a little bit about it either off the air on the air. But do you know, is there a season of the year where things are a lot busier or less busy? I know you said you're kind of crazy at the holidays.
The holidays are super common, and come January, because a lot of people get gift certificates for Christmas, so they're coming in because their gift card's burning a hole in their pocket. But I haven't made it through summer yet, but I can see where, just with vacations and everything, mm-hmm. people will be coming in to get ready for vacation.
Yeah, especially like going on a cruise. They're not going to have to do anything but eat and lay out in the sun and play.
Yep.
So that they're not going to mess up their nails doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And does Lacey have like any advice for you about when to think about when things might get crazy, or is it just always kind of just those spurts when there might be something going on?
It'll just be like the little spurts. Yep.
Like when somebody's having a wedding, do they have like all the bridesmaids come in and do things kind of together?
Yeah.
And
for sure.
And match their dresses and all that kind of thing.
Yep.
That's good. I kind of guessed that. And then so June will probably be a little crazy. But so if, let's say it's a Saturday wedding. Do they come in on a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Friday night? Or is it kind of just whatever they think works best?
It's kind of whatever works best with their schedule. But usually like Wednesday nights or Thursday nights are the most common, just because Friday's so busy for them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll talk with Daisy about her Copper and Co. and more things, and remind you again about the ribbon cutting and all that. And we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater, or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at WayneIGA.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, Council 3324, are again sponsoring their annual free throw contest, and all boys and girls ages 9 to 14 are invited to compete. The event is free, and it will be held at the high school gym on Sunday afternoon, January 25th at 4:30, and the doors will open at 4 o'clock for practice. The competition will take less than an hour. 9, 10, and 11-year-olds will shoot from 12 feet, and 12, 13, and 14-year-olds will shoot from the standard 15-foot foul line. Trophies will be awarded for all age groups for both boys and girls, and the winners in each category will advance to the district free throw contest in early February with a chance to move on to regional, state, and national competitions. The sign-up forms are available the day of the contest, or you can email glefever@bright.net. Come and join the fun at the KFC's annual free throw contest held at the high school gym on Sunday afternoon, January 25th, with a contest starting at 4:30.
4:30. Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Daisy Mullenkamp from Copper & Co. at
131
North Wayne Street. The was the coin shop, was a bank a long time ago, been a lot of different things. It was high voltage. And now we have Daisy and Copper & Co., and they're going to be there for the next 40 years. And so
my back can take it.
Well, you don't have to do all of it yourself. You can just run stuff.
Yep.
And get and give other people a chance to some other younger people as you as your back starts hurting a little bit more, give some younger people a good chance to get themselves started. So, so why you ended up in Fort Recovery? You're from Jay County, of course. Yep. Mom was right across the street, so you know kind of the town. But what was Fort Recovery your first choice? Why, how did you end up with Fort Recovery?
So Mom opened Sunshine back in 2013. I was 6 years old then, and from then on I just kind of saw how helpful the community was. Even when people were at their lowest, they would bring you up and they were super supportive, and that's kind of how I was like, yep, that's where I want, that's where I want my home away from home to be.
Well, we're happy about that, because we like high quality people.
Yep.
And with your mom here, we found out that she was definitely high quality. And and how did you end up in the in this building? I know you'd worked with Al Warnick, but I don't know if you said, let's let Al find something, or say, here's a building that looks like it might be something. How did you end up in that building?
Yep. It was probably halfway through beauty school. I was like, I wonder what Al's thinking with that building.
Oh, so and you didn't know he owned it then?
Yep,
so, okay.
He did. And I sent him a text, and I even had Dad send him a text because I didn't know Al as well as Dad did. And we kind of just asked him if he had any interest in someone else coming in that building there. And he was super excited for me to start out, especially as a young entrepreneur. And it kind of just went uphill from there. And he had it cleaned out, had it cleaned for me, and he had it in there within, he had me in there within a month, ready to, gave me the keys and had me ready to start.
So you're saying he was kind of helpful?
For sure.
That's
very,
really
very
good.
Helpful.
That's really good. I love that. When I saw you doing stuff in there, I thought, oh boy, this is gonna be good.
They got rid of one of us, but they, another one came back
in. No, we
couldn't get rid of us.
Well, we did get a trade, but we'd have taken both of you.
Better trade? Come on.
Okay, it was a better trade.
That's right.
But we still would. She'd be a good second place. Mom would be okay in second place. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So. What all was involved with getting it ready to go? Was it, did you have walls to do, windows, stuff? I know they had dark, black curtain in the front because it's a giant window, and you don't want everybody walking 3 feet from your window and looking in your living room or whatever, whatever room they had there. But so what all did it take? Probably some paint, some lights in the right places, and that kind of thing.
Most of it was supplies and equipment that we had to put together. Mm-hmm. Really, Al had it in really nice shape. We didn't really need to do that much to it. No walls needed moved, none of that. Definitely thanks, a big thanks to my family and friends who were there to help me build. Huge shout out to great Uncle Jim for doing the Lord's work, which is painting, because no one likes to do that. And yeah, it was nice when we moved in, so it definitely was nice that it didn't require a whole lot of moving walls or any of that stuff.
Yeah, so it was some work, but not a whole bunch of hard work.
Yep.
There's just tedious things that had to get done.
Yep.
That you can't wave a wand and all your equipment is put together and in the right place.
Would have been nice.
You know, and you look at it and think, well, I got this, this, and this. That'll take about a day.
Yep.
And it's a week. Mm-hmm. And, and, you know, that's how all of my projects go. I'll look at things and go, that shouldn't take long. And I, like 20, 30 years ago, I redid my entire house. Thought it was going to be 3 months.
Still working on.
No, that's it. Well, there's still a couple little things that didn't get finished, but it took a year, and I moved every stick of furniture in my house at least 6 times. So it was a little more. And you know, if I had a whole bunch of money and said, okay, everybody's going to do, we're going to do this first, and when it's time for the plaster, whatever that guy has planned, he doesn't get to do that. He's coming to my house the day after they're ready for him. You know, then it probably could have been about 3 or 4 months. But you got to work on everybody's time schedule. Ed, you know, the electricians, the plumbers, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, those things can just multiply, and what looks like it should be pretty simple takes a little bit longer. And you were putting equipment together, or tables or chairs, or what were you?
All the nail desks had to be put together, the stylus chairs. Every wall in that building is concrete, so thanks to Dad for drilling that. Otherwise, I don't know what I would have done.
Glue.
Yeah. Or Velcro.
Yeah.
I resorted to that a couple times.
Not a bad thing for certain things.
Yep.
Probably a really good thing.
Yep.
So when you were putting some of these things together, did you ever end up a couple of screws short of what you needed, or
for sure. My desk in my office doesn't always shut right because I think it's missing something in there. And my shampoo bowl, I lost that one, and I just handed that on to Dad. I was like, Dad, I can't do this. I need you.
Yep. So, and yeah, some of that stuff, you, a lot of it, with farming and all the things you've done, you've probably gotten a pretty good handle on how to do some things.
For sure.
But then not everything, and there's Dad. He has a few extra years on fixing and building stuff, so
yep,
a little extra know-how doesn't hurt a thing.
Yep.
So as far as electrical power, does it take a bunch? Did you have to add any breakers or more voltage or anything on any of that stuff? Good.
Not really.
Were your electric outlets in about where you wanted them?
Actually, for the majority, they were. We just some of them have some extra outlet usage on them, but other than that.
Well, if it's low voltage stuff, it doesn't make a lot of difference.
Yeah.
You know,
and
if you're
not plugged in all the time, so it's not a hassle.
If you have 6 electric heaters all on the same same plug, it's not going to work very well.
But
when you have things that don't take much power, that's you can put a lot of stuff in the same thing.
For sure.
And you probably did a few things, or Dad made sure when you have a few things plugged in, you go feel it, make sure it's not getting hot. So,
yep.
So you do not want to open your business and have it on fire in the first couple minutes.
Sorry, Al.
Well, concrete walls can't hurt much, but you know, much of his stuff, he can hurt a lot of other things.
Yep.
But so, as far as the the business, are you with your appointments and so forth, are you pretty much always booked, mostly booked? So I'm thinking if somebody wants to get stuff done and they want it done every 2 weeks or something like that, are there plenty of openings, some openings?
Most of my people, I tell them, book out like your next 2 to 3 appointments just to make sure, and we'll keep going as you come. Mm-hmm. But it's hard, and when we do have a cancellation, we'll post it online, and it usually gets snagged up pretty fast.
Oh, so
but
you're...
Most of us, or me and Lacey, are booked out till about the first or second week of February right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good busy, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sure, especially when you have bills to pay, it might be nice to be sitting there playing on your phone, but...
Got bills to pay.
And I'm going to say you're not really good at just sitting and playing on the phone anyway, but I'm glad that that's going on. So if somebody does want to kind of get in a rotation, you can arrange it where it can get done.
Yeah.
So, and again, give us the phone number again so they can make some reservations.
Yep, for sure. 260-251-5299. And that you can call or text that number. And it's also on our socials. You can message us on there too.
Yep, and that's Copper Co. Salon. Salon, okay.
Yep,
on both Facebook and
Instagram.
So,
yep.
All righty. And so you can do that. You can get yourself in the rotation, and or if you just need a one-time thing for an event, you know, and I don't know if it is a thing where when the basketball tournament comes up that everybody's coming up and getting purple. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but
it was a little bit of a thing when football was.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not big with football. I don't know what that was that happened with Fort Recovery. I'm not quite sure, but it was pretty popular to get purple then.
Yep. And you can, is that something, if they just want purple, can you do that a lot quicker and maybe get two people in that same time?
If they someone just comes in with a solid color and they don't come in with anything on their nails, we can usually have them in and out the door in 30 minutes.
Yeah, so if there's a whole bunch of people that want to do that, get one of your friends and make an hour and 15 minute appointment and do all that. So okay, so trying to think of anything else I haven't asked. If you have anything else you want to throw in, then we'll take a break and come back and review a lot of stuff.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
All righty. We'll take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap everything up. And again, we're here with Daisy Mullenkamp from Copper & Co. And nail and hair and soon tanning and massage. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Wendoline Sports Club is having their winter barbecue chicken dinner on Sunday, January 25th. Tickets are only $10 each, pre-sale only, and you can dine in or carry out. Serving is from 4 to 6 p.m. For tickets, call 419-375-4562 or call or text Karen at 419-852-5918. Don't miss Wendoline Sports Club's Winter Barbecue Chicken Dinner coming up on Sunday, January 25th, with serving from 4 to 6.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Daisy Mullenkamp and Copper & Co. just down the street. And we're really happy to have you in Fort Recovery. It's we miss your mom, but as I believe you mentioned earlier, we made a better trade.
Yep. That's right. Don't forget that.
But we'd be happy to have you both back.
Well, you'll catch her every 3 weeks at her nail appointment if you want.
All right. Yeah. just let everybody know when she's there, and everybody in town will come in and harass her.
So,
when you're doing all your services, let's just go over the services that you do have, and if they're evening only or preferred or any time during the day or certain days and whatever type of thing that is. So, just go over whichever things you want to start with and make sure we cover everything so people know what all you do and when they can get it done.
Perfect. Nails, we have manicures and pedicures, hair, we have haircuts, hair colors, hair treatments. That is any day we're open, all day. Spray tan is coming soon. That'll be February 1st is the first day of that. Those will be evening only from 5 to 8, and the booking will be out for that soon. Our massage therapist, Alexis, she's in the back. She is part-time, so she's there Monday and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 8, and Saturdays from 9 to 2. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 8 on Thursday. Fridays are our day off, and Saturdays are appointment only.
So on the evenings when she's doing massages, are you also up front doing nails? So, that whole thing's going on, and probably be the same way with spray tan?
Yep, for sure.
Now, can they do the massage and the spray tan at the same time? Not a person, but can both of those things function at the same time? They're not in the same room, and they're not crossing paths or anything. So.
Correct. Massage is in the back room. Spray tan's in the vault.
The vault.
Yep.
So do you keep, really expensive nail polish in the vault right now?
It's on our shelves. It's out in the open.
Yeah, they have to see the colors, don't they?
Yep. Got to get our monies out of them somehow.
Just like when I was in there, yesterday, looked at the wall, there's 5,000 fingernail polish bottles up there.
You say red? I got 32 shades of red. What color do you want?
Red.
Perfect.
So we have that, and your regular nail and hair is... which days is it that every day but Sunday?
Every day we're closed Sunday and we're closed Friday.
Right. Closed Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when we come in on Monday, we're the only ones in town because everyone else is closed on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like we have the town to ourselves.
Well, if there's cars, they're either there.
At the coffee shop.
or at one of the banks or something for a little bit. But so also tell us again who you have helping you.
Yep. Lacey Heinrichs does hair and nails, and she'll do spray tans come February. And Alexis McCann is our massage therapist.
That's awesome. And for appointments, give us the phone numbers again for the third time.
You can call or message 260-251-5299, or you can reach out on our Facebook or Instagram.
Yep, and that's Copper Co. On the social media things.
Yep.
And then the ribbon cutting coming up. That's this Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
The 31st.
Yep.
At 12:30. Yep, we'll have cookies and punch. So if you can come on out, you can join us.
And you can hang in there and walk around and talk with people and get a good idea of what's going on. And I'm sure you guys are willing to answer any kind of questions that people have. And
for sure.
And I think it's going to be good. You might not have a lot of people hanging around, but you have a lot of people coming through, and they probably will hang around a while just to chit-chat and
for sure
talk with you guys and talk with each other and
see the faces behind the business.
Yep. And see the smiling faces. But you can't help it. You have no choice. You were born with that smile, and you have it forever.
I'd say.
Your training for the nails and the hair. Tell us again how much training there is involved in that.
For nail tech, it was 450 hours for me at beauty school, which I went to Muncie for. And for hair, it's 1,500 hours. Well, I guess hair is cosmetology, so that's hair, mm-hmm. nails. It's the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So plenty of schooling, and you helped Lacey at her
yep.
shop for a while and got the bug, and
yep.
and now you're there.
Now I'm here.
I am really happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it, Daisy and yeah. Troy and Krista, for coming in to for moral support that she turns out she didn't need it. But
and thank you, Neil,
yeah,
for this.
Well, we love to help promote businesses, especially new businesses that people may not know a lot about and what's going on,
for
and
sure.
and get you as much publicity as we can, because every business that's doing well just makes the whole town better.
Yep.
And of course, you alluded to that a few times with knowing how it worked with mom. So
yep.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in, and we appreciate everybody listening.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We will be back in just a minute or two with Sports Talk.
Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.